As a global community observes Worldside Day today, a number of groups in Ghana have been organizing outreach programs to encourage the public to regularly seek medical attention for their eyes. The experts gave warnings that people should not wait until they experience some physical pain in the eyes before going for eye checkups. In their bid to motivate Ghanaians towards regular eye tests, the Bishop Speaks AME Zion Church, together with the Ghana Blind Union and Synoptic Group of Denmark, have provided free eye screening for more than 500 people at Accra New Town. The beneficiaries were provided free lenses, while those with severe conditions are to go for further investigations at the Ghana Blind Union Eye Clinic near the National Museum. The pastor of Bishop Speaks AME Zion Church, Reverend Moses Gavin, told Radio Ghana that the country cannot boast of healthy people if the citizens do not pay attention to their health needs. Is that the primary focus should be on those in deprived communities due to their peculiar needs.
Our motivation is not only the spiritual exercise that we've been doing all this while. The reason why we have decided to focus on the screening of the eyes is because, one, it's a World Sight Day, and then two, we've seen that there are a lot of people these days have eye problems, and so we thought it fits to take that aspect of health and tackle it. The response has been tremendous. All these people have been treated, given medicines and glasses. Some of them have been referred to the Ghana Blind Union office for further investigation. I'd like to encourage Ghanaians to take good care of their eyes, because the eye is very important. It is the eye that we can see. What you see is very important. It makes so much impression on you. I encourage that we see the experts and talk with them. Go for review every now and then. And I hope that that will build a healthy nation.
The head of the Ghana Blind Union Clinic, Dr. Anthony Peche, said most people do not seek early eye tests due to ignorance about problems of the eye or just take things for granted. Dr. Peche said allergy is the main cause of the eye problem identified during the screening exercise.
Allergy is the main condition seen here. People are reacting to a lot of things in the environment. It could come from dust, to smoke, from the soap. They are reacting to something in the environment, and they keep on rubbing the eye. And it's actually serious here. People normally say, I've just gone for driver's license, so I don't need to check my eyes. I can see. I don't have any problem with the eye. But that is not all about it. What happens is, what happens in the eye is more important than what we see outside. Usually, things affecting the frontal part of the eye, you can see them in a mirror, or somebody will tell you your eyes are red and all. But what happens inside is only when you go to the eye clinic that the doctors can really tell what is going on. Ideally, within every 2 years, we normally recommend that we check eyes regularly. Whether you can see, you cannot see. Those who have eye problems must check it more regularly than those who don't have eye problems in the family. Like those who wear glasses, those whose parents wear glasses, those who have eye conditions like glaucoma, those who are hypertensive, and those who are diabetic, they must check their eyes more regularly than those who don't have those problems. But ideally, if you don't have any problem at all, within every 2 years, you need to check your eyes.
The leader of the Synoptic Group from Denmark, Ilona Sohel, said the group sends about 20,000 spectacles to the Ghana Blind Union for its outreach activities. She described the Accra New Town Eye Screening exercise as a success.
In 1 year, we will send about 10,000-15,000 pair of spectacles. And these spectacles are for free. And when we are not outreach like this, people with eye problems can go to the Blind Union in Accra, and they can get eye screening for free, and they can get spectacles for free. This program, this church, I think it has been very, very good. We have helped about 500 people in 2 days. I think it's been a great success.
A member of the Bishop Speaks AME Zion Church medical outreach team and pharmacist Lawrence Kofi Achon advised the residents, mainly into bakery, not to hesitate to visit health centers for medical checkups, since their occupation exposes them to smoke and other problems.